coughs, we got sniffles. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 95 of the MakeTime Podcast, your only weekly source for all of the noodles and rice that you could ever want. As usual, I'm producer Tim. Joining me is the mayor of MakeTime, Drexel. Say hi.
Hi, everybody. We are back for the last installment of our racial diversity quota series. Next up, last up is, of course, our wonderful Asian folks. You know, we got to address a lot of their fuckery, and I brought some heavy artillery with me. Our man Marv is back.
Ni hao, Ma.
Now, Marv, we got some things to discuss before we look at some of the deeper issues in Asian culture. It'd be great to have Asians on here because they can go ahead and say, you know, just all the words that they're saying when they are talking about us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because as you know, for those who don't know, if you're around Asians, especially like the elder, I should say the elder Asians, right? Who are always racist as shit and hate everything and everybody and are always talking about, literally always talking about you, right? Being polite but not friendly. I want people to understand why that is a big deal and why it's different. Now, Marv, we got to go back in time to Sun Tzu and the Art of War and its prominence, not only in Asian culture, but of course in the world over. But since we're going to focus on Asians, we need to talk about, I mean, the fact that the Art of War being a how-to guide, right, on how to achieve one's goals with you're expending the minimum amount of resources and gaining the maximum amount of tactical advantage to achieve your goal in the shortest possible time, right?
Yeah.
Now, the savagery, as depicted by Sun Tzu in the Wu Chu War, things of that nature, this is, of course, a book that's very important in the world of business, finance, whatever, you know, life, right? Not just
everything.
Literally everything, right?
Life is war.
Yeah, life is war, right? I mean, navigating any battlefield, whether it's love, whether it's the family court, whether it's, you know, the business world, whatever it is, right? Right? And the reason why I bring this up is that there's some things that don't get talked about enough, right? Yep. We have this weird thing in society where people seem to think that, like, Asians are these nice, demure people who are so sweet. They do no wrong, right? Oh, my God, because, Marv, when I go to Asia, everything's going to be completely perfect, right? Because it's so clean. No, I go to Japan, and, wow, look,
Japan,
it's clean.
Japan is a whole entity unto itself. Every country is different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'm going to talk later about isolationism, right, and the effects of isolationism, which, of course, is tied to xenophobia. Now, warring amongst each other has caused something to happen in the Asian communities. It has caused them to become very fractured. And for each group, each ethnic Asian group, to hate a neighboring ethnic Asian group.
God,
right?
Yes. They hate each other's guts.
Oh, my God. Okay. For those of you who don't know, like I said, for, you know, when you look at as Japan is collapsing, if you know the history between Japan and China, right? China wants to literally rip Japan apart. Now, given they're going to take all the resources and go ahead and assimilate them, you know, that will come if they can get their birth rate up, which we'll get to later. Now, Marv, there's some things that don't get talked about when we talk about perpetuating this xenophobia and hatred toward one another, right? Yeah. Because so what ends up happening is you see this in South America where, as Lexington has talked about, you know, Dominicans don't like these people. The Haitians don't like these people. These people don't like the Chileans. The Chileans don't like the Argentinians. Like, it's just this endless, you know, figure eight circle jerk of hate, right?
Right.
Now, Marv, when you had to deal with an Asian woman, of course, you've been around plenty of Asians. Give us your experience on just the very nature of their hate. Let's call it inter-Asian hate.
Oh, I got stories from before I was married about inter-Asian hate that are probably better.
Mm-hmm.
I was stationed at Kadena Air Base, and a Korean delegation was coming to visit Kadena Air Base in Okinawa, Japan. The Japanese government insisted they be under armed guard at all times, and they could not be in the same room as any Japanese people.
Mm.
That's how much the Japanese hate the Koreans. They don't see them as human. They treat them like literal cattle. And then when I got married to a woman from Taiwan, her parents, oh my God, they just drop the N-word and talk about like Filipinos and every other group, every other Asian group, like they were just subhuman. It's like, you know, it's like I'm the white guy sitting there and like, what'd he say? Did he say what he think he just said? It's like, if I said that, I get canceled. But if he says it, it's totally cool.
Yep. Totally cool, right?
Yeah. And like my in-laws at first, they were like, oh God, who brought this white guy in the house? You know what I mean? But once I like, they figured out it was handy and can fix anything, then they fell in love with me.
So as long as you were useful, right?
Yes, I was useful to them, so they liked me.
Imagine that.
And, you know, there's always, oh, Xiaobing, come fix this. Xiaobing, this is broken. Xiaobing, my neighbor's thing is broken. It's like, well, I started charging them money because, like,
you have to. They're known to want something for nothing. Like, this is very well known.
Total advantage.
Yep.
And try, you know, and it's like, well, Xiaobing, Booyao, Booyao Shenhua, unless there's money involved.
Isn't that amazing?
Well,
don't you find that kind of amazing in its own right?
Their nickname for me in Mandarin Chinese means little soldier. And it's kind of like, when they told me that, they're like, oh, it's a good nickname. I was like, it doesn't sound like a good nickname. Kind of sounds insulting to me because I'm not small.
Right.
So, you know, it's all because you weren't a general. It's like, oh, okay. So it's a class thing.
Now, Marv, let me ask you this. One thing that I found to be very funny about Asians is if we were to look at a population chart and population density. So Asians have done a lot of fucking, right? They've reproduced a lot of Asians, right?
Yes.
Asians produce more Asians. Now, what's funny is that outside of these major, you know, super postmodern metropolis cities that they have, right?
Yeah.
A lot of these fuckers are broke. And when I say broke, I mean broke. And yet these are the same people who are broke, who sure have a lot to say about people, especially Americans, which I found funny because like Americans, your average American has far more than someone in these other countries, like by far, it's not even close.
Well, it's
and
like,
yet they'll look down on you, right? Yeah. Whether, like you said, whether you're white, whether you're a different Asian ethnicity, God forbid you're black, because they love throwing around certain, oh God, man, the hatred they have for blacks. Now this is what I find funny. And I wouldn't even say this if I would say this even if I weren't black, right? How do you have so much? This is, I want to, you know, go ahead and flip the mirror on them for a second. How do you have so much hatred for people who actually don't really have much interaction or have ever done anything to you? Because Africans and Asians don't really have much history, you know?
Not really.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if we go through history, what groups of people haven't really come across each other very often, right? Until the damn nail salons popped up in the hood.
Yeah, sub-Saharan Africans and like East Asians don't have any. There's like no.
There's no race mixing up. Like I said, here's the thing, and this was crazy. Marv, when I was coming up, since I didn't have these views on anybody, I get up, I met people, I took them, you know, as is, right?
Yeah.
And as you realize this over time, you're like, wait a minute. So they're speaking in tongues, talking about me, but if I spoke 20 different languages, I wouldn't say anything negative about them until you do something negative. How can you be negative to someone who hasn't done anything negative, right?
Yeah.
I found that very interesting.
Well, it's because they, you know, the whole ethno state master race.
Yep. It hasn't gotten them anywhere.
No, the Japanese think they're the master race. The Han Chinese think they're the master race. The Koreans think they're the master race. And they just shit all over all the other East Asians.
And get weaker. Because so division always makes you weaker than unity, right? We all know that. This is a known fact throughout history, right? Now, Marv, we have to talk about a few things. You know, we already know about their xenophobia. But you being a man, you dealing with Asians, we have to talk about Asian culture and its treatment of men. What do you want to say about that?
You're basically just a donkey with a wallet.
So how do they treat you before you're married versus after you're married? Because there's tremendous pressure on Asian men to get married. Tremendous pressure.
That, like, after my in-laws, you know, you brought a white guy home. And then after they found out I was useful to them, then it was, when you get married? When you get married? Yep. When you get married? When you get married? When you get married? It's like, shut the fuck up. Get married when I'm goddamn well, good, and ready. What the fuck? Just constant, every time. Are you married yet? It's like that, like that meme, like, are you doctor yet? It's like, what the fuck? And it's just constantly, it's like, it got to the point where I wouldn't see them, I wouldn't go over to their house for like 6 months.
Now, Marv, can you give us a breakdown? Because so there are some people out there who don't understand certain aspects of Asian culture. There's a few things. One thing that I took from Asian culture that I believe is very useful is, when I say Asian culture, I'm referring to Asians over here. I should say Asian American culture, right?
Yeah.
One thing that they brought over to America that I think is very helpful is keeping resources in-house, right? So that's so what ended up happening is you'll have an Asian family living, you'll see a large house, and when you go over there, it's like 9 people living there, right?
Right.
Each Asian works a job that brings in a specific resource for the good of the family, right? So this person works at a place that provides food, right? Mm-hmm. This person works at a place that provides clothing, right?
Yeah.
That person works at somewhere where, you know, like they get whatever equipment or something, right? That guy is the mechanic. Like, each one brings home something that benefits all. And I thought, that's a very good idea. And they only get married off, like, they only leave the nest when they're actually married off and can pay things off in full in cash. These are one of the huge positives. However, as you said, Marv, the treatment of men, for those of you who don't know, this is why I think I got along so well with, like, young Asians. The young Asian men reject their let's call it their cultural obligation, right? You're literally a pet wallet, like you're a mule, right?
Well, yeah, the oldest son has to take care of the parents, and then the oldest daughter has to marry a rich man, and you know, things like that.
Yeah, there's no love. There's
it's very cold, very
very cold,
sterile.
Yeah, yeah, devoid of personality, devoid of pizzazz and flair.
Don't rude.
Get. Yep.
There's some other rude.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, Marv. Would you agree that Asian culture in general is purely transactional?
Yeah.
Not so much interpersonal, but transactional, right?
Yeah, because they're all cheap as shit.
Facts. Now, when we talk about these things, right, with the treatment of men. There are some things about the treatment of men that doesn't get talked about, right? We've heard in Japan about the quote-unquote company man, right? That's the guy that literally works himself to death, right?
Yeah.
Now, Marv, what do you have to say about that? The fact that they view you as, you've talked about this, right? The man gets an allowance, even though he's the breadwinner, right?
Yep.
You get married.
Yep.
And then these women, these sweet, demure,
dragon ladies,
beautiful, submissive Asian women become the dragon lady, right? Overnight. Like, so Marv, let me ask you this, though. This has to get brought up about Asians. How is it that the Asian men have seen this, but they fall for the trap?
Because it's just they're pressured into it. They don't have a choice. Who else are they going to date?
Yeah.
What are the two groups? There's two groups of... There's a group of women and there's a group of men that nobody wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know who they are. I don't even have to say it.
Oh, yeah.
They have no fucking choice.
Oh, yeah. The don't worry. I have a little thing in my notes here about their SMV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we talk about the role that the men have versus the women, obviously, you know, women have a role in family and society. Men have a role in family and society. The problem, Marv, the reason why we have to cook these fucking Asians today is because something doesn't get talked about. When you look at the portrayal of the Asian man, the cuck, right? Because Asian men aren't out here calling shots.
No.
Right? We're talking about in the home. We're talking about in the home.
No.
They call zero shots. So describe the Asian cuckold.
They're all, I mean, I don't want to be insulting, but they're all, their men are, like my father-in-law, My mother-in-law barked and he jumped. And it was pretty embarrassing sometimes to watch. And it just, oh, you take, we're going to HEB to get this. Or we're going here, we're going there. And then they'd be gone for like 4 hours because she wanted to go to every single grocery store. And it's like, why do you let her do that? And he'd just fucking bitch about her all the time if we were in private.
Mm-hmm.
He hated his wife. But
oh, no, don't worry. I know.
Yeah, he, but, you know, and, oh, we can't get a divorce. I'm like, okay, that, I don't want to hear about it then.
Now, this goes back to something that we've talked about before, Mar, which is the perception of relationships and how they work, culture to culture, versus reality, right? Because, you know, the Asian divorce rates have started to go up, right? In some places, they've skyrocketed.
I'm not surprised.
Especially in the major urban cities, right? Which is, this is true of all, you know, I mean, hell, you can go country to country, culture to culture, right?
Yeah.
Now, Marv, we talk about these Asian men. What about their actual aesthetic, right? We got K-pop bands and all this stuff. Have you, what is the general perception of the Asian man from the outside and versus the inside?
They're too feminized. I mean, it's kind of like when you see these rappers and black actors, like, for some reason, they dress them up in dresses.
Mm-hmm. The ritual.
And then, yeah, it's a, but the Asian men in, like, Asia and this country are just, they've been, if they go along to get along, they're just like femboys, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know.
Well, I think it was Chris Rock that said, you know, like, damn, did we, like, nuke all the masculinity out of Japan?
Yeah. Because... especially in Japan, like when I was there in the early 2000s, it was just, hey, that chick's pretty hot. And then you turn around like, whoa, that's a dude.
Yep. Yeah. Real skinny jeans, right? They have the dyed hair. Like they dress. Actually, do you know what I would call their look? I would call their look androgynous, the men and the women. Because like I said, you don't know, right? Like sometimes you're like, oh, you're a woman. Well, a lot of them are flat backs.
Yeah, them Japanese schoolgirls, though, with those skirts.
Hey Mara, I ain't gonna say nothing. I ain't mad at you.
That's why the Marines got so much trouble. But anyway, yeah, it's very, even my step, or not my stepdad, my father-in-law, he's an old Chinese man, and like his wife picked all his clothes. It's just weird. What are you doing?
It's the culture. Like I said, I've been around the culture. I've been around
like,
them. And I'm just
everybody's
like,
oh, Japan's a patriarchy. Oh,
no, it's not.
China's a patriarchy. It's like, I spent 14 years married into a Chinese family from Taiwan, and it is not there's nothing patriarchal about it. It's a matriarchy.
That's right.
Mama-san say, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You have no choice.
Now, Marv, we have to go ahead and address that. Because that has been the way things have gone until now, right? Because a lot of these, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of the Asian guys now, they basically go into one of two routes. The traditional way that things have been going the whole time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they have now flipped and like, oh no, fuck that, right?
Yeah.
They're not playing the game anymore.
If they have any guts, they say fuck that. But if, you know, it's... just like every other culture, the women raise the boys and turn them and just, you know, it is what, you know, there's, it is what it is. You can't.
Well, their very culture, would you agree that their very culture is collectivist versus individualistic?
Yes.
Because like you, okay, what you want is irrelevant in Asian culture, right? Like when you're like, hey, I'm a man, I want blank. Does that matter at all?
No.
Nope. It's so what does family.
The family.
Yep.
You know, because your whole goal, the whole goal of the eldest son or whatever, eldest daughter or the two oldest children is to make sure that mama and papa are taken care of until they die. And it's my poor brother-in-law. I mean, he didn't get married till he's like 50 because he was too busy. Taking care of his parents. And then, like, he literally told me one day, he's like, I'm finally free. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, they're gone. I'm free.
Damn.
It's like, that's fucked up. that they would do that.
Yeah, well, they don't. They view you as a
he was a
commodity,
basically an indentured servant to his parents.
Agreed. Agreed.
Finally died.
Agreed. So, Marv, this is the reason why that's so important. When we talk about Asians, people try to keep actually, I want to ask you this first. Where do you think this whole need that other non-Asian cultures have? It's like they want to preserve this image of the Asian culture is what we should aspire to be, right?
Because
they're so nice and sweet.
It's a fantasy. Because they see the movies, they go, they visit the tourist attractions. You know, you go to Japan and you go to Tokyo and you go to the tourist places and it's clean and everybody's rude but polite somehow. I still haven't figured out how they do it. They got the women with their faces painted white and they got the kimonos on and all that bullshit. You know, they don't actually see what it's really like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, do you believe that most people around the world believe the Asian facade?
Yes. Because the Asian, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Koreans, the three main East Asian groups, they're very good at lying to your face. You know, they perpetuate the image of the perfect society, even though all three of them are they're not perfect at all. They're just as bad as, every other culture that they shit on.
Agreed. Now, let me ask you this, though. The one thing I do know about Asians is that they lack any form of self-awareness in terms of topic. They have
don't
none.
Even get me, don't they even get zero. Me started.
Talk about that. Because, we're here to cook them. I mean, I don't give a fuck. Fuck these Asians. Because they have been out here basically saying everyone's trash but them. Yet, you can literally show them their own fuckery, right? Because Marv, you've seen this, right? They'll talk about how white man like this, black man like this. And then you show them that they're doing the exact same thing. And then what happens? They pretend they have no clue what you're talking about, right?
Me no speak English.
All of a sudden the English got broken, right? They don't know nothing. So talk about that, Marv.
You speak Changlish to me. It's like you were speaking perfect English a second ago.
Yep.
My favorite thing to do in Chinatown was they pretend they don't speak English. You say, whose $20 bill is that on the ground over there? Whoop. They fucking head would turn so fast it's like they're trying to break their own neck.
Mm-hmm. It's all facade. Now, Marv, I've talked about this, right?
The lack of self-awareness is amazing.
Isn't it crazy? You see it, you're like, are you serious?
And the most annoying thing is their lack of, how every other culture in the world has personal space. These motherfuckers they don't get it. You just can't walk up, they just bump into each other. It's like watching air football. Remember that where you just turn the machine on and it would vibrate the football players and they bump into each other? That's literally what it's like being around, they run you over.
They're lemmings. You remember that game Lemmings where they're just just stacked on top of one another?
The ultimate lack of self-awareness is being in a car with one of them driving. They just don't pay. They literally think that they're the only car on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see anything but what's right in front of them. They just
the narcissism's out of control. Like I said, say these things and people think, oh no, Drex, you're making this up. I said, no, dude. I go, I've been I tell people all the time, Marv, I've been around everybody, right? That's why I want to do this series, to make sure I equally cooked every different group, right?
I was stationed there in Japan, and then I was married into it for 14 years, and it's...
They try to move the parents in, because they don't view you as a person.
No.
Right? There's no... They're actually devoid of compassion on any level.
No. They just... We bought the house we have, and then after the miscarriages, the in-laws and my brother-in-law were like, oh, we can move in now. I was like, what the fuck?
No. Yep.
That's lack of self-awareness, thinking that I would allow that.
Correct.
You guys didn't pay shit for this house. You ain't living here.
Because
if you move in, I'm out.
Well, now I got to say this, though, Marv. When you do things like that, they look at you like you're the bad guy, right?
Yeah. But I was like, the white devil all of a sudden when I said that. It's like, okay, I just fixed your fucking car 3 minutes ago, and now I'm the white devil? What the fuck?
Yeah, you know, there's that old saying with Asians, and this is the only group I can think of. You don't marry her, you marry her family, right?
Oh, God. I wish somebody would have told me that.
Oh, well, hold on. I'm on. Whoa. So you married your Asian wife, right? The Thai chick. What happens next? When did you know you were in too deep?
Oh, immediately?
Mm-hmm. So what was the treatment like, right? So you got treated one way, and you the ink is dry, and then all of a sudden
ring on the flipped. Finger, and I'm like, oh, you come rake leaves. What?
Oh. Wait, whoa.
Excuse me? What are you talking about, leaves? Oh, our tree shed leaves. What? I don't work for you.
Yeah. Oh, no. Suddenly.
You son now. You come rake leaves. What? Don't talk to me like that.
Yep.
So there was a lot of butting heads until they needed something fixed. And then I was like the best son-in-law in the world.
Isn't that funny?
And that's their lack of self-awareness. They think, you know, that they're just going to boss me around. I was like, there's a reason your daughter married me. And it wasn't because I'm like your son, you know.
Well, you have to check them.
Yeah. And I'm, you know me, I don't need no introduction and shit. It's just.
Yeah. It's, I mean, Marla, we say these things because, like I said, we want people to be better, to do better. And when you don't have self-awareness, that means you don't ever hold yourself accountable. And they damn sure don't. I mean,
no, they just,
you know.
They'll hit you with their car and be like, why'd you hit me? Like, you rear-ended me, motherfucker. What are you talking about? I didn't hit you. I've literally had that happen in a parking lot in Chinatown in Houston. It's like. My truck is parked. I'm waiting for my stupid wife to go get some kind of fucking bok choy or some bullshit that's on sale. Because, you know, you got to drive 10 miles. It's something a cent cheaper for some fucking reason.
Of course.
And then, like, they back it. Like, I'm parked and they back into the front of my truck. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, you hit me. I'm like, my car ain't even on. What the fuck are you talking? And they just start yelling at me in Chinese.
Yep.
And I'm just
there
like,
it is.
Fuck this shit. And just. Get back in my truck, and they didn't damage my truck, but they fucked up the back of their Honda Accord.
Of course. Like, hey, like crazy. Also, you're the crazy one, right? Like,
yeah.
Like I said, they're going to start screaming. Now, Marv, one thing I've noticed, though, that I find to be very hilarious about Asians is that, like you said earlier about their Spanglish, right?
Changlish.
As these people try to say all kinds of shit, right?
Yeah.
They seem to be very adept at understanding insurance policies. You ever notice that?
Fuck yes.
Yeah. There's people out there who don't know about this. Explain Asians and insurance policies.
If you ever need something read, like the fine print, get a fucking Asian lawyer.
That's right. They're the best.
Yes.
The absolute best. There's people out there who don't know this. Like, oh, Drex, that sounds crazy. Why would I? Yeah.
You go to Chinatown, there's lawyers that just do look at any contract and tell you if you're going to be able to fuck the people over or not.
Yep. No remorse. Like no. None. Zero. No self-awareness, no remorse. Now, Mark, there are some things out there that don't get addressed. Now, how and why are the Asian men the bottom of the SMV, right? Because we're going to talk about Asian women and how they're always out here obsessed with whiteness and trying to be white and cutting up their cheekbones, cutting up their nose, cutting their face, their eyebrows, that's dyeing their hair. Wishing they were Becky.
I don't know why they want to be Becky. I mean, white dudes will just, a lot of white dudes just love them Asians for no reason.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I get it. Like I said, I can understand where someone's thing is. Where like, I mean, there's lots of Asian women that I think are like, don't get me wrong, they're attractive. They're not like drop dead gorgeous, right?
Well, okay, here's
but,
the
but
myth.
White dudes will be like, oh my God, Asian.
Here's the myth about Asian women is about 99% of them are fucking hideous.
Agreed.
Until they put makeup on.
Double agreed.
Make sure you see that, almost said it, see that Asian woman without her makeup on.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on, Marv. You've seen those Asian makeup transformation videos,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. They're not all that bad, but some of them you're like, woof.
It's no joke. I keep telling these dudes. Now, we talk about their, you know, because I think their SMV, where they rank, especially the Asian men, right?
Uh-huh. yeah.
Where Asian men rank on the totem pole because they are the least desired. Yes. We got to go ahead and talk about Asian men's SMV, you know, their dog shit, bottom of the barrel standing,
yeah.
and their need for isolationism and xenophobia.
That's why they have it.
Because they know, right? Yeah, it's the one bit of self-awareness they do have. Like, I can't compete.
The first European ship to show up in Japan, why do you think they fucking locked that country down for hundreds of years? It's like, shit.
Yeah, the jig is up.
If you
I always tell people this. If you have an open marketplace, right, men and women, black guys are going to go home happy. White guys are going home happy. Latinos will go home genuinely happy, right, for the most part. Mm. Who's going to be the group that's going to be like, I don't like this?
Oh, the black women and the Asians?
Black women and Asian men, right?
Yeah.
The least desired people by the opposite gender, sex, whatever.
That's all I'm saying. You know, these Asian men just got to stop being racist and stop. And the black women need to stop coming after white Zaddy and go after ABC over there.
Yeah, Chang's right there, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Chang, Yang. Zong?
Whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, fuck, it's right there, right? Now.
One Hung Lo, whatever the fuck.
You know you ain't right. That come blurred out
fast.
Porn.
Come
now, Marv. Now, Marv, hold on now. We have to go ahead and get into cooking some of these Asian chicks.
Oh.
And their 304 begin? Behavior with black and white men behind their parent back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Parent. And also, their society's watchful eye.
Jesus Christ.
So let's talk about Asian thottery, right?
They're the biggest hoes ever. My wife's sister, I don't talk about her very much because she passed away. But before she passed away, she told me, if you give me boba tea, I'll suck your dick. I was like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
This is my wife's sister.
Does not matter.
It's like, oh, I bet you got a BWC. I'm like, excuse me? but she passed away, so I don't like to talk bad about her. But, you know, it's just like, my God. Just some of the men she was supposedly going to night school, but she was really going to BBC night school, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
She was, I called her Knight Rider behind her back. Because there she was, you know. Out there with the brothers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so now, Marv, we got to talk about this. This ties into their xenophobia and racism. So for those of you who don't know, Asian women in particular love black and white men. That's just their thing.
They love to be degraded.
They love degradation, right? Oh. Now, Marv, hold on now.
You get married. Then it's
of course. hold on. But as long as you're in the service and you never wife them up, you can get a new Asian body every night, right?
Oh, yeah. They'll let you spit in their mouth and slap them around and fuck them up the ass and all that shit.
That's right. Now, hold on, Marv. Now, this is the beauty of it. This is the reason why I want to cook these fucking bitches. Now, after you do all this shit, how well can an Asian woman clean up and represent herself to the general decent society as an upstanding good citizen?
Faster than it takes to microwave popcorn.
That's right. They literally go like this, Marv. They wipe it off, make up in literally 20 seconds, right? They go like this, whoop, 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 and put their clothes back on and go like this, bing, and they're like ready to go back out, right?
Yep.
As the sweetest, most demure Asian girl you've ever seen.
Oh, God.
After literally having a barracks run a train, right?
Well, yeah. I used to call them Mrs. Magoo because they were full of goo.
Go on. Hold on. Let me sit up in my chair right now.
All
right.
Hold on. You want to
go ahead and tell us the goo diaries.
Okay. That's Kadena Air Base 2003-ish. There's a typhoon coming, which is a hurricane in the Pacific. They just call it typhoon for some reason. And like, these guys on the second floor of the barracks got a hold of like a dozen Asian Japanese girls, and they wanted to lock in party because when the typhoon comes, they basically you can't leave your barracks building. And there was 12 rooms, and I don't think anybody's nuts were full after that. So you had 12 go-gurts leaving the building.
That's beautiful.
Just imagine like a dozen snails crawling out.
Now, Marv, there's something else that people don't understand about Asian chicks. They are actually the Plan B queens.
Oh, yeah. I never saw it personally, but if you go to a Chinese pharmacy, they got, it's not necessarily Plan B, but they know exactly what herbs and roots to buy.
Yep.
And exactly what combination of medicines, you know.
That's right.
Because they don't want their parents to know.
That's right. That's why I said that they don't parent and society, right?
They don't use Plan B, but they know how to.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. I call it Plan B because like, here's the thing: they only get pregnant by Asian men. Think about it. Like, I don't mean a white guy that they're in a relationship with, right? Like,
you don't see
Asian chicks walk around as single moms like that. You see what I'm saying?
No. In general, if you do, and they don't have, if they're not married, then they're basically shunned.
Yeah, they're done.
Just like the Amish that got kicked out. It's like they go live in the ghetto with the rest of the people.
Yep.
The poor people.
Yeah, yeah, family. Yeah. You're done. Yeah, yeah. Family can cut you off.
They're harsh. I mean, like, heartless.
Oh, and for this reason, they're very pro-abortion. A lot of people don't know this. Oh, very pro-abortion.
Oh, yeah. Chinese, Japanese, every Asian group I've ever been around.
Because they don't view people as people. They view them only as commodities and social currency.
They're not even commodities. You're a tool.
Yeah, basically, right?
Yeah, now, you're not a cow. You're a tool to get the cow.
You're the tool to get me what I want,
right?
Regardless of you as a human life form on Earth. Like, it doesn't matter that I'm whipping you and you're telling me, ow, my back hurts. No, get me that for free.
Yep.
Right? And tell me that you love getting it for me for free.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started.
The validation, right? Now, Marv, we got to talk about relationships in Asia, right?
Yeah.
The rise of the herbivore man.
Yes.
Of course, in Japan. And, you know, you're seeing this in China due to the one-child law, right? That was stupid.
What do they call them? What do they say? They're laying down or... I can't remember. I quit paying attention to all that Chinese shit.
Well, I mean, hell, they have a government that literally said we have to get rid of, effeminate men, right? Because it's fucking up our society.
The chairman doesn't like sparrows, so let's just kill all the sparrows. Oh, no. We're having a...
Right, ruin the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the...
What the billions starved to death. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, but once again, this is a matriarchal way to think, right? You have a mom who her reaction is not deep thought. It's simply, get rid of that thing I don't like.
Yep.
Regardless of, see, this is a very feminine form of thinking. Yeah, like I said, there are people out there who don't understand Asians. They've never been around any. Most of these dudes know, Marv, let's be honest, most of them just know anime, right? Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
They never dated an Asian. They never really dealt with any. They just watch anime, jerk off, and say, Asians are the best women. Oh, my God, I want an Asian queen.
Or watch Bruce Lee movies, and it's like, all right. You know. That's not real Asian culture. That's movies.
That's right.
Cartoons. It's not real.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something that doesn't get talked about. Asians entering porn, especially in Japan, right? The rise of the young women. So, yep. Marv, this is very well known to a guy like you, guy like me, because we know. And obviously, you know, when I say these things, right, people always say that I'm making all this up, right? Now, I mean, we're not going to talk about Miss Tanaka. We're not going to talk about Hitomi. You know, we got a lot of names. But
Now,
Marv, here's the problem. This is very common amongst, you know, because in the West, you know, you have more, like, say, you know, OnlyFans type content, right?
Right.
In Japanese culture, they haven't figured out that part just yet. So talk about prostitution and the nature of relationships in Asian culture, whether it be, you know, dealing with a Thai woman, Japanese, Chinese, whatever.
I notice they don't really look down on it. They kind of do, but they kind of don't. It's everywhere, but it's hidden in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, they kind of just, they don't care. I think because the women in charge of the household are just like fine with their husbands or whatever going off and not bothering them.
Yep. Well, let's not forget, they don't actually love their husbands anyway.
Oh,
he's a tool. Well, I mean, if my tool is going to be happy going out,
mm-hmm.
getting sex from someone not named me, if I'm the woman, yeah. I'm thinking to myself, this is a positive, right? Because that means he won't pressure me.
I don't have to sharpen that drill bit. All right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yep.
Like, yeah, sure. Like, and people don't understand this about Asian relationships. That's why I wanted to bring it up, because it's like, Marv, talk about the misconceptions in regards to dating and marrying an Asian woman.
As soon as that ring goes on the finger, it's over.
So there's no honeymoon phase. There's no like, oh yeah, it was great for the first 5-10 years.
Fuck no. 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Maybe because she literally says, "I'm in charge now," right? Like literally right after the ring is on.
She tried that shit, and you know, it's like, I'm not Chinese. You can't talk to me like that, you know.
Well, now, Mar, I'm glad you said that, because you know, we have to talk about interracial dating and relationships in dealing with Asians. What do you think about that, and how they treat non-Asian men?
The women or the family?
Both.
The women worship you because mm-hmm. you don't act like their father, because they view their father as weak. And
yep.
then their family thinks that they either think you're like total trash, or they, if you're useful to them, they act like they like you.
But do they ever really like you?
I mean, I started picking up on certain words they would use around me, and then I'd like look it up in the Chinese English dictionary and be like, oh, okay, I know what that means now. That's not good.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, they think they're clever because they're, you know, they don't know, if you spend enough time around people speaking a different language, you start to pick up that language.
Yep.
But that's their lack of self-awareness. They don't.
Yeah. Well, that's why we had to bring it up, right? Because like,
they literally thought I was too stupid.
Yeah, yeah, to pick up on anything. Right?
Words. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that, right? Because so there's open and clandestine disrespect, right? And it's always against those who don't speak their language. That's why, I don't know if you've seen this, but on the internet, we have a bunch of people who walk around through certain parts of Asia and they pretend to be like, you know, like the dumb white guy, right?
Oh, yeah. And then they speak perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They literally flip. And do you remember how they always react? Because they're like, we were just talking about you.
They're scared.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Like, oh, they're so surprised. That's the Asian scared face.
Yeah, they're terrified. They're terrified that you have deciphered their language and can call them out on their bullshit. So
and
now they're mad at
you. And it's on camera.
Yeah. Yeah. It's if these people knew who these people really were, they wouldn't be sitting here worshiping them all day, right? You know, and that's why they gotta get fucking cooked.
Yeah. I won't even let people bring Chinese takeout in my house.
Damn.
I don't want none of that shit around me anymore.
Damn.
I mean, I loved my wife. We had issues. She died. But I'm done with that shit.
Now,
if I see Panda Express anywhere near my front door, we're going to have a problem. If I see somebody boiling beef, I'm going to lose my shit.
Oh, wait, now, hold on, Marv. We got to talk about the food, because the food can be hit or miss.
It's overrated.
Hence, hit or miss.
Yeah.
Because it's known as like, oh my God, Asians are so great at cooking, blah, blah, blah.
No, what's your take on that? This is, if they're so good at cooking, why do they eat everything raw in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
That's not cooking. You're just cutting it up.
Now, Marv,
anything.
Oh, wait, say it again?
They'll eat anything. My mother-in-law used to eat chicken brains, like peanuts.
That is fucking nasty.
I mean, chicken feet, like a whole, like they bring it out from the back of the restaurant and there's a plate of literal just chicken's feet with the claws on it. And you're like,
and a lot of it stinks.
Beef tendons, and like, that doesn't taste like anything. And it's like chewing on leather. It's like, oh, but it's good for you. It's like, is it? That's why we're spending all that money at the dentist on your teeth?
Right. Well, now, Marv, when it comes to these things, right, when they want to make all these accusations, they want to talk in tongue in front of you, behind you, there's always this disrespect. And there's always like this whole Stop Asian Hate campaign that we heard earlier, which I rolled my eyes at 500 times over, right?
Well, it's not part of that. It's not right to just run up and punch somebody.
Yeah. No one ever.
But is you deserve to get roasted and called out for your bullshit.
Well, you know what? One of the things I find funny is that we have Stop Asian Hate, but like you said, they're always talking about you in foreign tongue, or in this case, their native tongue. You know, we have an article here from The Guardian. This is a story that went viral, I think, the world over because of how egregious it was, right? And there is that it's from China, right? Where the black man is washed whiter in China's racist detergent advert, right?
That's not an advertisement. Unusual.
Not at all.
I mean, they show those commercials here on the Chinese TV stations.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
I saw it all the time. And
they see no problem with it, right? Like casual racism.
Well, no, that's what they literally think, that black people are unwashed and dirty because of the color of their skin. And I'm like,
yeah, look at this shit. Black man is washed whiter in China's racist detergent advert. One of the things I find funny about this is
he's made white and not Chinese.
Yeah. Marv, it's so ridiculous, right? Because, you know, they worship white culture, right?
Yeah.
They say they hate white people, yet they're always trying to be white people. They try to change their names to be white. Oh, yeah. They always want to be white.
They have their original name, and then they have their American name.
Yeah, i.e. white name, right? Yeah. Americans as white.
Ian once.
Like, yeah, they'll be named Dan, Joe, whatever.
Arthur.
And they're like, they'll always say like their name, and so this will end up happening. Let's just say you work with one, or you got to talk to one, and it shows like their government name, right? Yeah. So you look around like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah,
and it's like, oh yeah, that's me, Danny. You're like, wait a minute, bro,
Danny.
Like Danny, right?
Okay. Yan.
Yeah, it's like, dude, that's not your real name, right? Yeah. And they crave this white acceptance. And they kind of subvert certain things, right? And
act like they crave it, but they don't really want it. They want to be able to run game on everybody. They're the ultimate hustler.
Oh, very much. Indians, which is also, I guess you could say, Asian, right?
Well, yeah, it's a part of, I mean, technically they're Asian. Yeah,
they're technically, you know, we kind of put them in a different, you know, obviously a different category, but there are so many things that they do in their culture. And Marv, I want to ask you this. When people talk about how, you know, there are cultural differences, we've heard all the time about what happens when you bring someone from this culture to the Western culture.
Right.
What do you have to say about that? How these women and men are going to change?
The men go crazy with cars and all that bullshit, and the women just turn into hoes.
No, not Asian women.
I would rather have an ABC wife like I had versus somebody fresh off the boat. Because the woman fresh off the boat sees, you know, the consumerism of the United States and just goes fucking nuts.
Yeah. Now, how much do Asian women buy? Like, they're known. This is what people don't know. Asian women are known to be closet-like consumers. Like, they just buy.
Oh, yeah, I was married to one, so yeah. I mean, you know how much stuff I took out of my house.
Oh, yeah. What was it? It was a 26-yard dumpster, right?
No, it was total weight of everything was 16,500 pounds of shoes, clothes.
Shit.
Stuff from IKEA.
Wow.
All
that was that she got, right?
Yeah.
Or vast majority.
Well, I mean, if you saw my house now, you thought I would just moved in.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. I couldn't help but laugh because I'm like, yeah, this guy's getting a fresh start because he was relieved of a damn dragon lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fate of the Western man who believes the myth, right? And I sent Tim a couple of pictures, right? And yeah. I think these are topics that don't get addressed enough. One of them is from Asians Can Twerk, right?
Oh,
and it says WAP Asian Twerk Queen. So basically what you end up with is Asian chicks trying to look like white chicks, but trying to act like black chicks.
That is like the worst thing I've ever heard.
It is. Marvin, you've seen this, right? Where you have the Asian chicks who think that it's cool to be like, yo, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look like Becky, but act like Keisha. This is very well known if you know Asians.
That's a very Americanized thing.
Yep.
They think, you know, I get BBC if I shake ass.
Oh. You know what's sad, Bar? It's true.
Yeah.
Like,
on us.
No, seriously. They'll go.
You ain't got no ass.
you will literally have a no ass having Asian, right? Yeah. Who will go out here and try to act like Keisha to get the BBC. Like, this is well known. Like,
I always call them the carpenter's dream. They're flat as a board, so they're easy to nail.
You know, it's great. It's great. Like, this is well known, man. Like I said, Asian chicks are easy. I don't know why people keep thinking like they're like pure or they're like better. I sent Tim a picture. I believe I sent Tim the picture. This is of the Yakuza, right? Because you know they always want to say Asians are so nice and sweet.
Oh God!
We have the triad, right? We have the Yakuza. Yeah. Do you know how much human trafficking the Yakuzas do, and how they are directly tied to government and government officials?
Oh yeah, that like all the hook. I don't know if they still call them this, but when I was at Kadena, they had all these. They're called juicy bars.
Uh huh.
Yep. And it's basically you go in and like they had these juicy girls is what the nickname for them. They were all Filipino hookers. But they weren't allowed to serve alcohol. So you buy them a juice and then they take you in the back and, you know, and suck you off.
Of course.
And that juice costs like $50.
Yeah, about and that.
Guess who got all these women, these Filipino women who had no papers in the Japan?
That's right.
They weren't there legally. They were smuggled in by the Yakuza.
That is correct.
The police look the other way because they don't want to fuck with the Yakuza.
And it brings them money. Sex tourism is big business, right?
Yeah, they're all on the take.
But I thought they were so moral, right? Aren't Asians supposed to be much more moral than everybody else? Because their culture is so rich. Samar, talk to me!
I got out of a speeding ticket in Okinawa, Japan by giving the guy 10,000 yen.
Ain't that some shit? Well, the beauty is, though, is that like the image that Tim showed says you can literally like look this up. Like I've known about this for years. And the first image literally says the Yakuza worked with the Japanese government during World War II to provide imperial soldiers with quote-unquote comfort women, right? I.e. hoes, right? Yeah. And it says from there, the Yakuza expanded into sex tourism, human trafficking of women to Japan, pornographic enterprises, etc., in addition to gambling businesses and the trafficking of drugs and weapons.
Yep.
Yeah, because people are currency, right?
Yes.
They exchange them as fucking currency. Well, and yet, Marv, what do we hear from people all the time? That Japanese, you know, that all these Asian people are so nice. They don't do anything wrong.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started.
What about those crime stats, Marv? They love ragging on black guys and Latinos and Native Americans. Well, let's go ahead and rag on Asians and all the crimes they're committing. What are the crimes that you've seen with your own eyes besides always running scams with department stores and shit like that?
Carjackings.
Yep.
Muggings. Muggings. I would literally witness a shakedown at a restaurant because they didn't pay their protection money to the local Vietnamese gang.
The protection rackets. Yeah. Those are the worst.
It's very well known. Very well known.
You need something that's illegal in the United States, you go to Chinatown and get it. Because they have.
Of course.
The black market and the smuggling. And
I mean, if you want an animal, you want a baby tiger, I can get you a baby tiger in 30 minutes.
Well, I love it because
kidding.
They always,
I'm serious.
Marv, they're known as the most law-abiding citizens, right? But like, this is based on like conviction rates, right?
Yeah.
Conviction rates and incarceration rates. People go, oh my God, look, we should be like Asians. I'm like, bro, it's just because they're not, they do everything in the shadows.
Well, and they don't rat on each other.
They do not. They keep everything in-house, hence the xenophobia, right?
The gang problem in Calgary, it's Asians.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, there is like a small Somali gang problem, but that's,
worse.
Drax, I don't need to tell you about Somali gangs, do I?
Mm-hmm.
Any of the shoot-ups of a restaurant that you would see in like, you know, 60s mafia New York, those are all Asian gangs. Those are turf wars here in Calgary.
So Tim, let me ask you this though. How are Asians viewed in the Calgary area versus the reality, right? Because you're saying that, you know, the big said gang warfare and stuff, but how are they actually viewed by the general public and the media?
Okay, so there's two people, right? There's like the prim and proper wearing a white button-up shirt with a tie and taking up all the positions in engineering school at our universities. And then, of course, there's the tatted guys. A lot of them are overweight. They're actually just big people, right? They kind of have the same body shape as me. They're both fat and muscular. So, you know, it's like a flab pack as opposed to... But they're tough as nails. Like, you never want to get into a fight with one.
Of course.
They're also the fastest to just draw a switchblade on you. Right? Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, known to stab people, rob people. This is what they do.
The other problem is especially here in Houston, the local media... They don't report on crime, let's say at Bel Air and Beltway 8, which is Chinatown. But if something happens in the Third Ward or North Houston, you know, we're about predominantly black neighborhoods, it's on the news right away.
Yep.
You never see anything about Asian gang. And the only thing that I can remember like recently is they busted a guess who was stealing all the catalytic converters in Houston?
Oh, shit. Go ahead. Let us know.
A Chinese gang and a Vietnamese gang.
No, Marv, Asians don't commit crimes. What are you talking about?
Oh, bullshit.
Only black people commit crimes, right?
Oh, come on. You know better than that. Don't get me started on that.
But Marv, don't you find it sickening when people always point out like the one group of people who are committing crimes? I'm like, they're not committing any more crimes than other people. It's just a matter of, do you prosecute? Everyone's doing the same shit, right? Like, you know, especially like you said, Marv, if I went to Houston, would I not see every ethnic group, Asians included, committing crimes?
Yeah.
But who's actually going to jail and serving time?
Oh, the black people.
Black guys.
And the Hispanic people.
And Latinos.
And the poor white trash.
That's right. So tell us, what is getting Asian people out of jail time?
They donate a lot of money to politicians.
They do. This
that's
is well
why
known.
They have their. That's why they have Chinatown.
Well, Chinatown is beautiful because here's the thing: we talk about organized crime. One thing that we don't talk about is the rampant infidelity in Asian culture, right?
Oh,
and how that has collapsed parts of their society. Because one of the reasons why the guys have checked out, for those of you who don't know, is due to the rampant infidelity, right? And of course. The burden, right? The burden of like, you have to make X amount of money. And it's always something stupid, right?
Yeah.
X amount of million yen or X amount of million, whatever. And it's like, this is what you need in order to be with me. It's like, so their demands have really gone up. Would you agree with that, Marv?
I don't know because I was married 14 years ago. So, well, 15 years now. When my wife died, I checked out of it, so I have no idea what the current demands are, but they were, the demands on me and the demands on the Asian men at the time were totally different.
Mm-hmm. Well, describe what is the main difference between the outsider, the foreigner, versus the local.
The outsider was, you're useful to the family, you don't net, and the local, you gotta have money.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have money.
Doesn't that sound so loving to you?
Well, it's
so respectful, right? They also about how much they respect the man of the family.
It's not respect. It's to save face. It's about the image.
Yep.
It's all about portraying an image, but behind closed doors, these people are savages.
Correct.
They will slit your throat if it will get them ahead.
Well, here's the beauty of it. It'll get them ahead by literally 1 cent, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'll slit your throat for 1 cent more per hour at a company.
Yes. They will... Literally, my brother-in-law, he still does this. Every Sunday, he gets the newspaper for some reason, and he looks at all the ads for Kroger, HEB, the local the Chinese newspapers to see who has the cheapest price on specific items. And then he'll drive like 20 miles total to get like something 10 cents cheaper. And I'm like, dude, you burn more gas.
Yep.
So you're actually coming out behind if you just buy it all at one place. No matter, you know, so he just doesn't understand that.
Well, yeah, they lack that self-awareness. Now, we got to talk about this, though, Marv. Xenophobia and isolationism, right?
Yeah.
So Asians are, I guess, fearful or angered at every damn body, right?
No. It's not. It's paranoia.
Well, of course. A paranoia, fear. They're paranoid of, like, outside influence, right? But now, Marv, this is the crazy thing. They do all this. They have a collapsed marriage rate, a collapsed birth rate. And this is what makes them beautiful. Their solution to this is not to fix the problem. It's to create the ultimate band-aid, which is called automation. What do you think about that?
This sounds very Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore the actual problem and find an alternate. You know, it's very American, too. I mean, every culture kind of does it, but they're very out. You know, they don't try and hide it, you know. They're just like, oh, we'll just automate everything. It's like, okay.
Yeah, your workforce is aging out, right? Your social security system is about to completely collapse because there's no people being born.
Yeah, maybe quit treating people like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And no, we'll just automate your job. It's like, okay, so all the young men check out, and then you're wondering why. It's like, well, they have no future, so.
Nothing.
Fuck it.
Well, now, one of the things is, though, right, is that automation, of course, is its own form of cope. With when you lose technologies or things like that, right? Now, Marv, we have to actually ask the question because, of course, you know, there are people out there, like, you know, the white guys who are like, oh, yeah, my white ethno state. I'm like, you'll end up dying off, right? Because you'll simp, which is what Asian men did after World War II. For those who don't know, the United States government, one of the terms of the Asian surrender in Japan was that they, you know, allow women stuff to do, right? The rights.
Right.
Voting rights. They empower women.
Well, General MacArthur ran Japan. He was the governor of Japan
mm-hmm.
for years. I mean, Okinawa was a U.S. territory until the 70s.
Yeah. But now, Marv, speaking of military campaigns, talk about your military experience before we get to these articles and little videos roasting these broads and dudes.
Oh, God. You want to talk about you take me to BX?
Yeah.
So, if you go off base, Japanese women, they just want to get on base to go to the BX to buy American things, especially beer. Because apparently there's like some crazy tariff in Japan on American beer, and they want to make their father happy. So they want you to go take them to the Class 6 to buy like Miller Lite, Coors Light, like just... you know, everyday shit beer, and you know, so they could take it home to their dad. It's just weird things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they want to go to the BX and just go on a shopping spree because, you know, they want to go into the BX and buy shit that's made in Japan. It's like, what? Because it's cheaper.
Yep.
So it's like, okay. They would just use you to get on base.
Oh, absolutely.
Or can you get me job on base? No. You know. And every one of them was a teacher. That's what they would say.
Always.
If they say they're a teacher, they're a fucking hooker. I mean.
Well, I mean, it's part of the culture, right? And, mm-hmm. I mean, we have some videos here that are going to show you the greatness of Asian culture, as degenerate as it is. We're not even going to talk about, I don't know if you know this, Marv, there's little bars and places to go where the men can explore themselves. And it's just literally for the whole, you know, transgenderism, right? Cross-dressing and all that. This is, a lot of people don't know this. A lot of these businessmen, some of like the incel dudes, they actually like want to dress up as like VTubers. What do they call them? Cat boys now, right?
Yeah. They did weird things like that. Like you see these little hole in the wall bars and like Americans weren't welcome there because if you poked your head in, there would be like all these businessmen all drunk and like acting fruity and dressed up as like cartoon characters and shit. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's the fetish. You know what I think it is? I believe it's the fetishization of freedom, right? Just to not be held accountable. Like to be like, yeah, it's almost like Halloween is like their favorite holiday. Like, I don't know if you know this, Marv. Have you ever looked up videos of Tokyo Halloween?
Oh, they love Christmas too. It's
weird. Oh, love it. Love it. Materialism and thottery.
Yeah, it's like Santa Claus and then KFC. It's like, why are you eating KFC on fucking Christmas? No, but like, KFC in Japan is good. That's the one thing that blew my mind.
Well, that's a given, though, right? I mean, hell, and they don't even use the breasts. For years, they would literally throw the breasts away.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would, you know, dark meat only. Hint, hint.
Yep. They're all about that dark meat. The bone in it.
Now, Mar, before we show the videos, there is something about Asian culture we have got to call these people on because they are nothing but the golden standard of stupidity, fuckery, and depravity. And you know what that is?
No.
Ladyboys.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's a reason it's called Bangkok.
Now, Mar, walk us down the whole gamut about ladyboys.
Well, I've been to Thailand, been to Bangkok, and it'll blow your mind how much these dudes look like women.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in Thailand, just assume it's a guy because it probably is.
Now, we got to talk about why they get into this, right? And who pushes them. So who pushes dudes to go out here and get their cheeks clapped by old tourism men of all groups?
Their mothers and their sisters, and they just drive them crazy.
And then they feminize them to the point where they believe that it is empowering, of course, for them to go out and get money from foreigners all over the world, you know, spreading all kinds of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
It's very well known, right?
Well, you've never been to a gay bar until you've been to a Japanese gay bar. It's like, these dudes all look like women. What the fuck?
Yeah, very effeminate. They got the little hair parted, right?
Yeah. It's like
It's always the center part.
You're like, I was confused the first time I went in one accidentally. I mean, air quotes. Because somebody told me about it, like, oh, yeah, you got to check this place out. It's the weirdest place. And I went in there. I was like, these chicks are kind of ugly. Oh, fuck, these are all guys.
Yep. Well, now, Marv, here's the crazy thing, though. There are people out there who think, Drex, why are you so hard? Does that mean you hate the rainbow community? No. What I'm saying is, you have a place that is literally devoid of masculinity, right?
Yeah.
Gone. Like, go in there. Like I said, let's be honest, Marv. When you see an Asian dude at the gym, you're shocked. And we can't not talk about Asians without talking about creepy old white dudes with no game paying for these bras. And a lot of times, they're actually paying for trannies.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't understand it.
Marv.
Because they're not dragon ladies. Now that I think about it.
Oh, you think so?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, they probably like been with an Asian woman and then she turned into a cunt. Mm-hmm. Can I say that?
Of course
you can. And then like, I'll just get a tranny.
Yep. Yep. Isn't that crazy? Like, this is a wild thing, though, that I want people to understand the real takeaway from this, the whole tranny thing.
They get so desperate that they don't care.
They don't care. Oh, and something else they don't talk about, Marv, in the country, in the countryside, it is actually their fathers who push their boys to go get snipped and tucked and to turn into trannies.
Well, yeah, because they make more money. Because
they make money. They don't even view them as people. So yet, here we are. Saying that Asians are so nice, they're so great, God, they care about family. Yet, who is the one ethnic group, Marv, that's known for trannies?
Asians.
Asians. And they never want to talk about who's bringing them into that profession. It's the father.
That's why I quit watching Asian porn, because it's like, that's a tranny. I bet that's a tranny.
Yep.
That's a tranny. Yep. Fuck.
Yeah. You can't get that nut bust. You're like, I was about, I already know. Even though it's a getting ahead video.
Right when you do bust a nut, you get a dishonorable discharge, because then you see the penis. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that was not a fucking chick, bro. Yeah, no. And it happens. It happens to the best of them.
Yeah, that's why I call it a dishonorable discharge.
Yeah. So it's shitty.
Shit. Fuck.
It's shitty.
Then you now, really Tim, have that post-porn
yeah. deal.
You have some quality material for us to look at to let people know that these Asians ain't shit. So here we have an Asian chick. This one actually is a woman. And how do we know? Because she's not fighting back. Now, Asians are known to be so courteous, right? Okay. So sweet, and they don't do violence. You know, they don't. Oh. They respect women. They respect their elders. Mm. And Tim, we have evidence that this may not always be true.
Are we sure that's not a porno?
That's not a porno.
Not a porn. Damn.
Okay, yeah, we don't need to see more of that.
Why do you think they want to date white guys?
Yeah.
They will literally tell you that they don't, the way Asian men treat them like shit.
That's right.
White guys treat them like queens. And then, they literally tell you that.
Yep. A lot of guys don't know that. That's the main reason why. Like, so when you're a foreigner and you're wondering, like, why is this Asian woman on to me? Is it just because they like me for me? No. They just know that you're a better option in terms of how you're going to treat them than their own men, literally treating them like subhuman filth. But then when they get married, they treat the men like subhuman filth.
Exactly.
It's almost like a revenge fantasy.
It's Asian women are our double-edged sword, you know. It's like... It's good and bad and ugly.
Well, there's a lot of ugly, because most of these bitches are homely. Asian bitches.
The myth of the all these beautiful, all Asian women are beautiful. Like,
very few are attractive.
Bullshit.
Now, Marv, this one I picked out just for you. Shout out to my man for sending me this. When you see moving objects in Asians, especially Asian women, it never ends well.
Mechanical objects.
Yeah. Just look at this bullshit.
I got a story for you after this video that'll blow your mind.
I had to kill the audio, though, because it's got music.
Yeah. So here, you got the suitcase going down the stairs. Asian woman thinks she can run away, but because they have no athleticism or spatial awareness, her legs get clipped out from under. And they're always, you know, Marv, something that we don't talk about? They're some of the biggest hypochondriacs.
Oh, God.
We don't talk about that.
When COVID started, that's why I have enough hand sanitizer, you know, to last me. I don't even use it.
Actually, nobody is a bigger hypochondriac than Asians.
I use it to clean glass.
Yep.
It works better than a Windex.
Now, hold on, Marta. You said you were going to say something after that video. What is that you were going to say?
All right, let's talk about my wife and her 06 Honda Accord.
Okay, here it goes.
The first time she got it stuck, you know those concrete thing stops, tire stops and parking lots?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she high-centered her car on it and couldn't, like, it was, like, rocking back and forth. It was hilarious when I showed up.
Damn.
So instead of calling a tow truck, she calls me and tells me. I'm like, well, call a tow truck. And she's like, oh, no, I'm embarrassed. So I go out there with a tow strap and pull it off with my truck. About 6 months later, she decides she's going to cut a corner tight. I mean, you've been to Houston. You know how shitty the parking garages are.
Yep.
They're terrible. She hits a pole.
Of course she
front
does.
Left right behind the front right fender, and instead of stopping and backing up, she goes forward and just destroys the whole right side of the car.
Yep.
Like, it didn't rip the metal apart, but you couldn't open the passenger side doors, and the insurance company was like, did you get broadsided? It cost like almost $8,000 to fix that car.
Damn. And did she take any accountability?
I told her if she hit something to fucking stop, but, you know, she kept hitting shit.
Oh, imagine that, right?
Yeah, it's just like, it's like you were born in the United States. Why do you do this? Come on.
Nature versus nurture.
Yeah. Well, her parents are from Taiwan, so of course, you know, she acts like, you know. It's like, you're ABC. What are you doing? It's American-born Chinese for the people.
Yeah, some people don't know.
There's two sayings when you're dealing with Asians. Somebody's either ABC, which is Asian-born Chinese, and always bring cash because they don't take checks and they don't take credit cards. And if they do take checks or credit cards, they're going to rip you the fuck off.
Yep. Well, and cash the reason for this only is because of what the government skims off the top.
Right.
They want all the money to just be their money.
Right. They always have like three or four sets of books.
Yep. For those of you who don't know, crooked. Yeah. None of them go to jail for any of this, by the way.
No, they don't pay taxes. Oh, nope. Our restaurant operated at a loss last year.
Of course it did.
Oh. Yeah, but it's packed every day.
Every day, right? tip jars full. Nope. Yeah. But we made no money.
Listen, if you want a good accountant, get yourself an Asian accountant, because I'm not going to divulge any secrets, but you know.
Now, Mar, we have some Asian guys here, peak masculinity.
Are they fighting?
Rolling.
Well,
we got.
Really? My man. Dang.
You got knocked the fuck out. Now, do you know why I had to post that? You know what makes that beautiful? It goes to show you. Oh, say it again, Marv.
Were they both Asians?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, obviously that one guy was a gang member.
The fact that the
one was carrying a purse.
Dude was throwing punches that literally looked like a female flailing, right?
Yeah.
Like devoid of masculinity is the purpose of that video. Like when we talk about a culture that has seriously, Marv, when you were in Japan, did you ever think to yourself, man, I better hope there's never a war that happens over here? Like, because these are the guys that are going to defend the country. Done.
God, no. Why do you think the United States military has so many bases in Okinawa and on the main islands of Japan?
They know.
That's why they're still there.
Little 5 foot nothing dudes and women who literally are useless.
You know what my favorite thing about Japan was?
Do tell.
I'm 6'1", okay? And every store I went into, I could see over all the shelves.
Damn. Damn. That's power. That's power right there.
But I fucking hit my head on so many doorways.
I don't doubt that.
It took me a year to learn to not give myself a concussion. You got to duck when you go through bathroom doorways. If there's a curtain hanging in the doorway, duck.
Oh, yeah. That's a given.
Yeah, it's like, oh, shit. My head hurts.
Tim has a video that I think you will appreciate. Tim, roll it.
No, I don't.
You don't. You should.
Which one?
It is.
Oh, I you sent me three, and I played all three of them already.
Oh, wait, no. It's not the video. Hold on. It is one that I didn't send you. It's China's divorce rate.
Oh.
Because I don't know if you know this, Tim. It went up 75%.
Wait, really?
Do you know what it takes for? Like I said, it doesn't matter what your marriage rate is. Your divorce rate. You're talking a 75% increase. Not to you.
All right, I'm gonna say something though, but you can't really trust anything that they say.
Well, yeah. When it comes to CCP, now, but here's the thing though.
No, when it comes to any of them.
Well, now Marv, now this is what we do know. We do know. We do know that they're like based on the culture. Look, we got dudes married holograms, right?
Yeah.
Culturally, right, in terms of the age of the young generation versus the old, they're literally a dying culture.
Yeah, well, I would say it's a dead cult, especially the CCP. That culture died a long time ago.
Fucking dead.
There is no Chinese culture. It's dead.
Yeah. It's been replaced by a bastardized version. And, you know, the reason why that this is crazy is that, you know, it did this in one decade, right? And like I said, Mark, even if it were half of this, right? Mm-hmm. Even if you're in, you know, you're, you know, 37.5%, you're near 40% of an increase, that's still bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, what was the actual number before that? And then add 75% to it.
Yeah. It's sad, man. But here's the thing. This is the culture they wanted. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you have women out there who are so entitled. They're like, oh, no, a man has to basically make what is equivalent of like 200 grand per month for her allowance to go spend shit.
Because they got to have Louis Vuitton. They got to have, you name the most expensive brand, they want it.
Mar, would you argue they're even more hypergamous than like your typical Western chick?
Fuck yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yes.
Especially well, tear away the myth. The
green cards.
Oh, oh, you went there. You had to. Now, Mar, the beauty of talking about all this stuff, right, is that I'll tell you what gives me hope with Asians. Two words. Rooftop Koreans.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
You know, for all the things that we say, I gotta say this about Asians, man. They are pretty based, and they are known to put hands on German shepherds. Like, would you agree that due to their the body? It's not body dysmorphia. Hell, their body, I guess, equality. Do you think that's why they're so quick to just be savage on whoever, man or woman?
Yes.
Because they don't have this, like Marv, you've noticed this, right? One of the things in Asian cultures, they don't have this whole thing like, I could do this to you because I'm the man, right?
Right. Right.
Instead, they're just like, well, we're, you know, you see this in India also, right? Where they're like, well, we're basically the same size, so let's fight.
Right.
You know, they're both surfboards. They weigh like 110 pounds soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is my hope for Asian culture. I do hope that they get their shit together. Like I said, we had to go ahead and cook them. Now, Marv, we're going to get out of here with a quick cooking of two other groups of people.
Uh-oh. White people?
I'm sick. No, we already roasted white. I'm sick and tired of these fucking Middle Easterners.
Oh, God. Asian by another name if you're in Great Britain.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like Pakistanis and Afghanis? And
yeah, here we got people, the sand ninjas. So as we talk about the sand ninjas briefly, we got to remember something. We got to remember something about these people. Because they're very similar, right? Looking down on one group of people, saying people ain't shit when they're literally trying to invade someone else's country with no resources, right?
Well, they're all like, they're all goat fuckers and pedophiles.
I was going to get to that. Mar, what do we know about the extremely Muslim world anti-gay shit? What are the men actually doing?
They're fucking goats or little boys. Or if they're in Iran and they get caught, they have a choice. You go off the roof or you get a sex change.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, they're on, like when people say, oh, he's on the down low. It's like, no, he ain't on the down low. That Muslim dude's on the down low.
Yeah, down, right? It's the double down low. Because here's the thing, Marv. You're talking about motherfuckers that out here that are allergic to putting on any deodorant. And some of these cats, I wonder if they shower. And speaking of odors, that's something that a lot of people don't know. Quick side note, in Japanese culture, Asian cultures, they are funny about odors, and they don't want you to put on any of these heavy American colognes.
No. I don't wear them anyway because that shit gives me a headache, but... Mm-hmm. If they smell it, they don't. It's like mace to them.
For those of you who don't know, it's offensive in their native countries to be out here wearing these like strong American fragrances. But back to these Middle Easterners, they could take some tips on just, you know, I don't know, showering.
Yeah, the sand ninjas actually musty. one of the major religious clerics actually had to come out and say, guys, it's okay to use. It's okay to use toilet paper.
Oh, really? No.
You didn't know that, Drex? They don't use... No.
Yeah, I knew that. I didn't know that someone actually came out and said it.
That's why they
use the squirt bottle.
That's why they cut off your right hand because you have, you're supposed to use your left hand to clean and eat with your right hand. So when you steal, they cut off the hand, the good hand. So you have to use the same hand to eat and wipe.
That's so savage.
I'm not going to go looking for the article. You guys can look it up. But yeah, it was like, yeah. And it wasn't like the main like Shiite cleric or whatever, or Sunni mm-hmm. cleric. It was like one of the offshoots, maybe the Ishmali. Mm. But yeah, it was like a major cleric that came out and said like, no, guys, it's okay. You can use toilet paper.
All y'all literally smell like shit. Wash your ass.
Yeah, wash that ass, please.
Y'all got mud butt. Chill.
Well, you know, we talk about them. We talk about some of the things they're doing, and we don't talk enough about, you know, we talk about, you know, they're anti-woke in terms of like the programming, but in terms of actions, they're no different. Well, Marv, no, what do we know about Middle Easterners bunker busting boys?
Oh, U.S. military members were court-martialed for stopping it.
Yep. So I mean, why do they want to stop it?
Because that's their culture.
That's right. That's right.
They have the same culture as the people in Washington, D.C. What's the difference?
Right?
It's funny because the Taliban actually sort of opposed that. It was the people who took power when the U.S. overthrew the Taliban that were born into it.
Oh, yeah. And let's be honest, we only overthrew the Taliban to get at their ores, their rare earth ores in their opium fields.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, it was actually like the Taliban keep a bit of a lid on it. So like, I mean,
they don't approve of it.
Yeah. At least not publicly.
No. But, you know, if you get caught, they'll fucking blow your brains out.
Yeah. 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 There's people that have who really don't do that shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's very common out. It's very common. It's just like if you're in the main Afghans, I can't remember the capital, Kabul, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Kabul.
Yeah, whatever. Bomb zone 2, whatever. once you get out in the countryside, it's very, very rampant. And they literally will export boys from the cities. Like their families sell their sons to the fucking goat fuckers out in the middle of nowhere.
So we all know what's happening to the boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, Marv, people keep on trying to pretend they don't understand this. They don't know this because these people shit on a lot of people too. And that's why they're getting called out tonight too. Now, we'll end it though with another group who runs their fucking mouth way too much. You know who that is? I'm just getting more and more sick of. No, because Italians are to me, they're white. Although technically, you know, they start getting technicalities. All right,
are you going to go Indian?
Indians are just so they're so overly cucked and beta. I'm going with these goddamn Jews.
Oh,
okay. Yes, I'm getting to our Asian theme.
That's like the most appropriate way to end it because
let me mute my mic for a second. Get it out of my system.
Oh shit! This is what kills me, man. Tim, do you know how you know someone's Jewish?
It's like vegan, right? I'm sure they'll tell you.
They're going to tell you.
Yeah.
Within like 4 seconds, like, dude, let me, this is a word for all Jewish people. No one fucking cares that you're Jewish. Literally nobody. Okay. Yep. You haven't done anything. Oh, and this whole, like, you own everything and you're going to win. You're not going to win shit. Let me explain what's going to happen to Jewish people, right? That sit on this high horse thinking that they're so important, right? This rampant narcissism. Let me explain this once and for all. If you pay other people to be the muscle for you, hey Marv, how does that always turn out throughout history?
The muscle eventually is like, why aren't we running this show?
Yeah, why are we running this shit? So the very people that you think that you're controlling with money, right? Because you have no actual power. So all they're gonna do is they're gonna turn on you and delete you. Well, this is what happened with the Best Friends gang out of Detroit, and it's happened throughout history. Italian mafia, right? Because Marv, could you imagine if you Vegas. And I are right? Yeah, right.
Shouts casino,
yeah, Hollywood. No, Marv, let me ask you this: suppose you and I we're headbreakers, right? Mm-hmm. And we're taking orders, right. And we have a bunch of guys under us, just straight up killers, right? Yep. And all we do is take orders. Right. What happens when we're doing something and one day we realize you do know that, like, if we're the muscle, right, we can just delete these people and take over.
Yep.
That's literally what's going to happen to them.
That's right? What always happens.
It's what always happens. So I want to make sure Jewish people know. Oh, and for those of you who don't know, Abby Shapiro is actually normal for a Jewish chick because these chicks have body counts higher than a lot of other chicks. Like, they get ran through, bro.
Man, she got some big-ass titties, though.
Yeah, she does. Shout out to Abby Shapiro. But I just wanted to make sure that people knew that. No one, because here's the thing. You know the other thing is about Jews? They claim victim status like no one else. They're the victim in everything. Everything is a fucking, so anti-Semitism. Shut up.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
It's like they live by it, right? They wake up like, oh my God, I got to find a way that somebody oppressed me somehow. Yeah. They can dish it but can't take it.
Well, just look up how many hate crimes they fake. It'll blow your fucking mind.
Always faking shit. Talking about some, they're not the victims, bro.
I mean, there's maybe, I can think of in the last decade, two actual hate crimes where, like, you know, somebody shot up a synagogue or something.
Oh, yeah, one was in Quebec.
Oh, I didn't know about that one. I'm talking about in the United States. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that recent, Tim? What
No. That was quite a while ago. So, Drex, I'm sure you're wondering what this picture you're looking at is.
Is that AFAC?
This is the Israeli Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Let's have a look at the ethnicity
of
the Israelis.
Yeah, about that.
And as soon as he wasn't useful, they kicked him out of the country.
That's right.
I guarantee it.
And they will claim, and Jews always try to go back and forth between what is considered the race, what's considered the religion. And, yeah, they will embrace you. But like Tim said, when you're, much like the Asians, when you're not, quote, unquote, useful, they just get rid of you.
Yep.
Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr., whoever else.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that. I mean, there's literally, like, the whitest Irish woman I could see in that photo.
It's like, yeah, dude, they're frauds, man.
If I hear about Sandy Colfax one more time, I'm going to lose.
Oh, God.
Okay, one picture? All right. Fuck off.
No, hang on. I know a good way to end this this stream before we, we sign off for Nick. Let's see. Let's pull up a picture of Abby.
This is going to be great because, you know, that is my girl. I can't lie to you.
She's welcome on the show anytime. Hit us up, girl.
But hold on, Tim. She can only do the show if she's on a trampoline bouncing the entire time.
Oh, God. You just made my back hurt.
Here, let me pull this.
Mama.
So, Mark, could you imagine Abby Shapiro pregnant? Jesus Christ.
Jesus effing
Christ. Wait, she's pregnant?
No, it's just a meme thing.
Oh, no, you're mean. I was about to say.
You know, dude. Fuckers will get much bigger when she gets
Abby Shapiro gets pregnant, man. That's going to be the most well-fed Jewish baby in the history of babies.
I mean, I don't care how stretched out and milk and veiny they are. I'll suck them fuckers.
I know you would. God, Mark, why do you got to go there, man? Well, I know they're literally bigger than the date. Like, her tits are literally bigger than the teddy bear. You notice that?
Well, actually,
sorry,
let me take
that off the screen for you.
I didn't
before we hear whacking under the table.
Oh man, of course Marv didn't see the damn teddy bear.
Of course I didn't. What do you think I was looking at? Fuck. I was doing math in my head.
Yeah. Look, just look at Abby. I mean, that's our girl. But like I said, I want to give a special shout out to all the Jew chicks out there. Because I mean, let's face it.
Have you ever seen one with small tits?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think they make it work either way. Natalie Portman. I just think they can make it work either way.
Well,
in all honesty,
Natalie Portman is proportional, so that makes. I mean, more like Natalie Portman. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I just want them to understand, and all you guys understand that, like, this was all going to be done in good fun. Everybody had to get cooked, right?
Oh. You can't roast everybody. What's the point?
Yeah. If you're going to pick and choose targets, that's lame because then people start going, well, why don't you say anything about this group? And I just want to show how interconnected we all are because, Marv, you've known this forever. Everyone does the same shit, right?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in a poor mixed-race neighborhood.
Yep.
Black, white people, poor white people, poor black people, poor Mexican people. It's just when everybody's poor, you don't race is like the last thing on your mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's kind of ironic is that it's kind of similar with rich, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you're filthy rich and everybody's filthy rich, they're like, yeah, you don't care about that. It's about what this person do for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I highlighted that because a lot of people don't understand that's what this whole series has been about. We're much more similar than we are different.
Well,
we all have things to work on.
That's the biggest trick they played was they, you know, one thing that Marx got right was it's all about class. It has nothing to do with race. It's about what class you're in.
Yep.
I mean,
whoa.
I know. I said it out loud.
What the? Well, no, that can't be real.
It was shocked, but only a little bit.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna say nothing, Marv. I'm not gonna say nothing.
Look, here's how much it was photoshopped.
Congratulations, Abby.
Yeah, you can see the distortion right here on the edge, right?
Yeah, but that.
So it was photoshopped, but not by very much.
Yeah, she's thick.
Abby can get.
Hey, Drex, She's thick, bro.
Look, Abby, get at me, man. You now to go ahead and get a hold of me. Damn.
All right. So Drex needs to go into the bathroom for a bit. So
yeah, I'm about to sign off with the lotion bottle. I hope everybody had fun with this series and can go ahead and take something away from it. If there's anything that you guys have known about whatever ethnic group you're from that you're like, yo, Drex, you forgot about this fuck shit, let us know. Because there's everybody's out here just fucking up in the streets, right? It is what it is.
Yep.
But Marv, thanks for coming on because you know you were married to one, so you're able to debunk all of the phony myths out there that people say, yeah, that's not true. I'm going to go get my Asian waifu.
All I got to say is the cake is a lie, dude. The cake is a lie. If you get the reference, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, you're a Portal 2 guy.
Yeah, the cake is a lie.
Yep, we got a Portal guy here on our hands. I remember that became a meme for quite a while.
Honestly, you could portal into one of Abby's milkers.
I'd portal right into that ass. You know what I mean?
I knew you were going there. Bob, why you gotta do her like that? Look, you know I told these guys already to go look up top Jewish porn stars because they're some of the best.
Yep.
Yeah. And yet people keep thinking that they're so different. Do it all. They do it all, man.
You do got to respect a country that shows off its breast and brightest.
That was a good one.
Hell yeah.
That was a good one. I like that.
I stole that from George Bush, actually.
Look, Abby. Anyways. Abby knows. That's all I'm going to say. Abby knows. So does little Ben. Poor little Ben.
He's got some big tits, too.
He is a tit.
Fucking Ben Shapiro. But yeah, thanks everybody. We're signing off. Stay toxic, kings.
Stay frosty.